number two is a closing of property located at Holsfield Bay and part of Rothshire Drive between Hilly and Harlow Bays for incorporation into DAS Ed 25 of 2011 under file DAC 15 of 2011. And in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item number three is a subdivision rezoning of property located on the north side of Rothshire Drive, east of Redonda Street in Canterbury Park, under file DAS 25 of 2011.
Okay, we have one delegation registered on this matter. There's no one registered, others in registered in support or in opposition or for information. Do you have anything else you'd like to add other than what you've seen the report before you? Is it fairly straightforward?
I would like to make a comment on the administrative report and then move on the...
Which report, two or three?
Report number three.
Okay.
The zoning. The report under item three includes a change to the applied for schedule showing a walkway going between the lane and north of Rothshire into the new bay that we would propose to develop. This is a walkway that would be basically seen as a shortcut from the high school to these streets. This community committee are aware that we have supported walkways elsewhere in Canterbury Park, most recently just immediately south of Rothshire, on Harlow and in Hiley Bay. This pathway is not for school children. It's for high school students. In the same way that kittens turn into cats, school children turn into high school students, and the perception and the value of high school students shortcutting through a neighborhood would be perceived much differently than school-age children of, say, grades 1 to 8. We would like to see this path removed. We believe there's adequate alternate access to the Pierre Trudeau School and the McKay School. Furthermore, it represents a cost of some significant $40,000 to $50,000 to this proposal.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Okay. All right. Any other anything else, or is that?
My only concern with the report.
Okay. All right. I don't have any questions at this time. Does anybody else have questions? No. Councillor Steen, any questions?
No.
Okay. And you're speaking both item two and item three.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. There's no others. Is there anybody else here who is registered in opposition on this item, or for support on this item? Anyone registered in opposition on this item? Anybody who wishes to speak for information on this item? Seeing none. Do you have anything else you want to add in support at this point, or you've made your case? Other than the walkway. The walkway is the issue. Okay. Councillor Broad, if you want to take the chair. I'm going to move that the report from the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
So I'm closing. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm going to move that receipt of public representations be included.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those carried.
And I move the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in with an amendment that the walkway cited by the applicant be deleted. This is the first point, be deleted. And then secondly...
This is the closing we're dealing with right now. Is it in this report?
Yeah.
In number two?
We're dealing with the closing first.
We're dealing with the closing first.
Oh, so it wouldn't be in this report, or it would be in report four?
Three.
This
is just a planner? Which report do we make the motion in?
You're doing the walkways on the second report for the DSN, and you just have to recommend Schedule A be approved, not Schedule B.
Okay.
What was advertised and what they
right. I have something to add to that. But do I do that under this three or item number four?
No, other way around.
Three.
It's two and three.
Three. Two is your closing of the street. Three is the DSN, so you want to do it under item three.
And you're doing your motions right now.
Okay, sorry. Right now. All right, sorry. Yeah, okay, thank you. Jumped ahead. All right, so you do it under item three.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
you. Just want to say Schedule A be approved.
All right, so I'm moving recommendation be approved, or the report be approved and concurred and moved on to the standing committee then.
All in favor?
Aye. And I'll move the public hearing in respect to this matter be concluded.
All in favor, opposed, carried.
Aye.
I'll move item three, that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor.
Or sorry, that the Winnipeg Public Service Report be taken as read.
All in favor, opposed, carried.
That representations be concluded.
All in favor, opposed, carried.
I'll move recommendation. However, I'm amending to adopt, you're saying, Schedule
A.
A versus Schedule B.
Yeah, so okay. Wherever it says Schedule A in okay. Clause 1, and it says, Schedule B in Clause 1 and Schedule B in
okay.
Clause 2 will be changed to Clause A,
okay.
Schedule A.
Okay. Secondly, you got that, Carlos?
Yep.
Secondly, and I know this is stated already, but I want to make sure it's the case, that the sidewalk is a collector. Rossshire Drive is considered a collector from Redonda through all the way up. There's sidewalks on both sides of the street north of John Duncan. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure that sidewalks will be constructed south on both sides of Rossshire Drive from John Duncan to Redonda. Is that correct?
Sidewalk being constructed on Rothshire?
Mm-hmm. Rothshire Drive from John Duncan, where it ends now, to Redonda Street, both sides, correct?
Okay, yeah. Councillor, it should be in the original agreement, AG 42 of 87, because this is an amendment, there was no need to add it, to include it in this report, because it's already in the...
All right, well, then I'm going to state it just to make sure that's the case. So, all right, so I'll move it with that amendment.
So the only amendment is to...
I'm approving Schedule A, which doesn't have the walkway, but I'm saying that sidewalks have to be installed on Rossshire from John Duncan to Redonda, both sides.
And you want that as an amendment?
I want that in the clause,
Sidewalk construction on both sides of Rothshire to John Duncan, and what's the other
side? From John Duncan to Redonda.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Both sides of Rothshire. And I trust it's a collector, so I'm assuming that it's in the original agreement. And if it's not, I'm restating it just to make sure that it's there. So, all right.
Good. All's in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, carried.
And I'll move that this hearing be closed.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, carried.